Tonight's guided meditation will be a contemplation of the Satipatthana, the four foundations of mindfulness, as that is the topic for this evening's discussion. So sitting comfortably erect, become aware of the experience of inhabiting a body, feelings of pressure as your body contacts whatever you're sitting on. Experience of hearing, sound of my voice. The feeling of cloth on your skin. And the experience of the way your limbs are arranged. And of course, the sensation of breathing as the air enters and exits the nostrils. This is the first of the four foundations of mindfulness, mindfulness of the body. Basically, the experience of sensation. It is what allows us to stay present in the context of the flurry of thoughts and moods that come and go. I want to suggest that you practice aiming your attention at the beginning of the in-breath and sustaining it for the duration of the in-breath, and then aiming and sustaining for the experience of the out-breath. It might be most evident at the rim of the nostrils or inside the nasal passage or in the area right around the upper lip. The aiming and sustaining is an effortless effort. It's an intention that's repeated and eventually becomes fairly routine. course, the mind will be drawn away to other phenomena. This is natural and normal. Noticing this, we practice intentionally bringing focused attention back to the sensation of breathing. Perhaps noticing that the distractions are often spinning off into memories from the past or anticipating the future. But sensations in the body, in this case, sensation of breathing, is here and now, ever present. Second of the four foundations of mindfulness is mindfulness of feelings. Feelings are experienced as a sense of either a pleasant quality, something that draws attention because it's pleasurable, it's desirable. An alternative feeling is an unpleasant feeling that's painful. The mind wants to withdraw from that. And the third feeling is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, a neutral feeling. Sensation of breathing is beneficial because it has a neutral feeling. So we intentionally decide to focus attention on the sensation of breathing. This empowers the mind toward wholesomeness, discipline. What draws attention away from the breath will have some element of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. But most likely in a pleasant or unpleasant range. It may have some physical quality to it, either pleasant or unpleasant. Or it may simply be something that comes into awareness that is not physical, it's mental or emotional. See if you could notice that characteristic of reactivity, impulsive, that either is drawn toward the experience or repels the experience. And then intentionally refocus attention back to the breath and notice the difference feeling, if you can. Neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Just present in the here and now. Every moment of experience is felt in the body. and there's a feeling of attraction or repulsion or simply presence in every moment. The third foundation is the quality of the mind. See if you can notice whether your mind is alert or dull, focused or distracted. Wanting or hating. It's important to be able to notice the quality of consciousness objectively as a phenomena of nature. Might be noticed as a mood, frustration, annoyance, anxiety, desire. Might be mood of boredom or restlessness. See if you can notice the interaction between sensations in the body, particularly the breath, and the feeling tone relative to whatever the mind is experiencing. layered on top of the sensations of the body, the feeling tone, and the quality of the mind is some kind of construct that builds a sense of self. This is the fourth foundation of mindfulness. It could be a quality of desire, a story that the mind concocts about something pleasant in the past or potentially in the future that has an attractiveness that's seductive. Alternatively, it might be an unpleasant experience, a story about some discomfort in the body, or some event from the past, or perhaps anticipated in the future. The mind wants to control it, repel it. Could be a quality of drowsiness, heaviness, sluggishness, with a dreamlike quality to it. Perhaps your mind is trapped by worry, anxiety, the story could be what if, or if only, could be about the past or the future. Or it might be that you are confused and frustrated, uncertain about whether what you're doing is right or even worth doing. These hindrances in the mind are also experienced in the body. Perhaps tension in the body, or slumping in the body, or agitation and restlessness. See if you can notice how this experience seems to capture your attention. Almost like an enchantment. But then when you go back to the breath, it changes somehow. When you can stay with the breath for 30 seconds or a minute without interruption. Practice noticing the quality of awareness that comes with that. Present moment awareness is key to this, mindfulness. But there's also a quality of investigation. And the mind steadies, and your attention is persistently focused on the breath. Your attention sort of penetrates in or soaks into your experience. See if you can notice this. Also, when your attention can stay with the breath for a while, uninterrupted, see if you can notice that there seems to be a more stable flow of attention, more energy, less strain. Your attention kind of rides with the breath. You can also practice being aware of the breath, even when hearing me talk. It's very interesting to be able to maintain a persistent and penetrating focus on the sensation of breathing, even when you hear me talking. And there's a certain kind of joy in that. And enthusiasm, maybe even a little bit of excitement. What's also interesting is how smoothly the flow of attention is when you stay with the breath. Not jumpy, not scattered, peaceful, soothing, and yet alert. if the circumstances are supportive, the experience might even bring a stable focus of attention. It's noticeable with an easy discipline. Undisturbed by interruptions or distractions. Balanced, with not too much excitement or too much tranquility. Too much identification with what arises in the mind, and not too much detachment. Disinterest. These are all recognized characteristics in the process of awakening. Even if the mind is still distracted, frustrated. Going back to the breath, being curious about what's going to happen with each breath. Is it more vivid or less vivid than the previous breath? Is it longer or shorter in duration? Just this practice is a key to moving along the path of awakening. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.